Welcome to the Life Church St. Peter's Message of the Week. We hope you're encouraged by today's message and encounter God's heart through it. To find out more about us, visit lifechurchstpeters.com.
Wrong message, but a great message. It's another day. Another day. And when you hear what Jesus says, don't add to it. It's actually the kind of the end of the Bible says that. Don't add to his words. Yeah.
So, we're going to conclude in a few minutes. I'm going to do the just 3 or 4 quick minutes of announcements after Luke speaks. So, Luke, could you come and summarize what the Lord gave you?
Sure.
And us.
I can summarize. Let's just start with this. His purpose for you, if you want to take anything away, his purpose for you is found in presence with him. His purpose for you is found in presence with him. Secondly, his power is made perfect in your weakness. His power is made perfect in your weakness. Just as someone said this morning, there's no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. That's Romans 8, right? As Tom was saying, we're looking at our old self, right? We're acknowledging it. Now we're recognizing our new self and who we are in God. And that is, when you read the New Testament and when you read all the epistles of Paul, those are the steps he takes you down. He says, this is who you are without God, right? And then he says, this is who you are in Christ. And then he says, but why are you still walking like you don't have Christ, right? And then he says, now walk into your purpose, right? That's the progression. If you read Romans chapter 6, right? That's saying why you should continue in sin, right? Like, should we just continue in it so that grace may abound? May it never be. Then Romans 7, he's like, but I keep doing that same thing that I don't want to do, right? Then Romans 8 says, no, you're a new creation. The old has passed. The new has come. We're stepping into the newness of life, right? We've been made alive with Christ. We no longer focus on the things in the past. Focus on the newness. And so as we talk about purpose and what that means, I can't specifically tell you what that means for you individually, for a specific calling in your life, like a Ruth, like an Esther, but God can place that in your heart, right? And it can be found in spending time with him, right? His power or his purpose for you is found in his presence with him. But I'm just going to summarize what purpose you can take home with you today that I know for you, right? And this is the progression of how this morning went. It's Colossians 3, verse 1. It says, if then you've been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above. That's what we've been doing, right? Where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Jesus, I love you, I love you, I love you. We acknowledged him. We cry out at his feet, Abba, Father, Isaiah before the throne. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. Our eyes are opened, right, to the goodness of God. Right? And then we recognize, as Tom was saying, oh, like, what? Why are you living in the things that are in the past? Our eyes are supposed to be seated and with him. We are ambassadors for Christ now. We are the temple of God. Set your mind then on things above, not of the things that are on earth. Right? This is a rebuke to myself too. Why am I setting my mind on things of this earth when I can set my mind on things above? It says, for you have died, and your life is now hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, appears, then you will also appear with him in glory. So then it says, right, we've recognized who he is. We've had that acknowledgement of the glory of God, and it was shown to us. We've felt his presence today. So then he says, put to death, therefore, what is earthly in you, sexual immorality, impurity, passion, evil desires, covetousness, which is idolatry. In these two you once walked when you were living in them, but now you must put them all away. Anger, wrath, malice, slander, obscene talk from your mouth. Do not lie to one another, seeing that you have put off the old self with its practices and having put on the new self, which is being renewed in knowledge after the image of his creator. We've experienced his presence, and then Paul then calls us, God calls us, to put aside those things that we know better than, We used to do those in the past, but forgetting what lies behind, pushing forward to what lies ahead. And then this is the purpose, right? Put on then, as God's chosen people, holy and beloved, put on compassionate hearts, put on kindness, put on humility, put on meekness, put on patience, bear with one another in all things. And if one has a complaint among another, forgive them. Forgive each other as the Lord has forgiven you. So you must also forgive. And above all these things, put on love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony. Read 1 Corinthians 11 and 12. That's all talking about love, the body of Christ. Step into those things. Yeah.
Into that, what he just read about putting on, I want to pause right there. And if you're okay, just close your eyes. I want you to put these words onto those relationships that are challenging you right now. Could be towards your mom. Could be towards your dad. Could be towards your husband. Could be towards that child that's just irritating you because they're not doing what you want. God's antidote is put on Jesus. And what does that look like? Could you read that again?
Yeah.
This is what it looks like. Just keep your eyes closed.
Put on then, as God's chosen people, holy and beloved, compassionate hearts, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience, bearing with one another, and if one has a complaint against another, forgiving each other, as the Lord has forgiven you. So you must also forgive, and above all these things, put on love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony. And let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, which indeed you are called in one body, and be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, teaching and admonishing one another in all wisdom, singing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs with thankfulness in your hearts to God. And whatever you do in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to the Father through him. Thank you, Jesus, that you've given us all a specific purpose and a specific calling. But thank you also, God, that you've shown us what it's like to be sanctified in you. They will know that we are believers by the love that we have for one another. And so if we don't know what our purpose is, Lord, we know that our purpose is to love one another. Love binds all things. If I have the tongues of angels, but I have not love, I make clanging cymbal. And we know that your spirit allows us to put any of these things on. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Thank you that your power is made perfect in our weakness. And thank you that you don't look down on us because of our age or our youthfulness. Lord, thank you for that. And thank you that we can walk today knowing that we have purpose in you because you have called us to a higher position. You've called us to be holy, to be set apart, to be a royal priesthood, to be your sons, to carry the banner of your name, and to be righteous. And that is a purpose that we can strive for. Whatever we do in word or deed, we do it all in the name of you. That's a purpose that we can wake up tomorrow morning and do. Thank you, Jesus, for the blood that was shed that made any of this possible. Thank you. Thank you for your love. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Beautiful. Thank you. Your purpose is found in his presence. If that doesn't make sense, come see me. And I'm going to tell you that same thing. Your purpose is found in his presence. Father, thank you for this morning. Father, thank you. We're going to get out early. Jesus, we bless this day. We bless this day. Thank you for the words that have come. Thank you for your voice. Lord, we don't want to just listen, forget what we heard, and walk out and carry on. Father, my purpose is found in your presence. My purpose, our purpose, is found in your presence. I thank you that you aren't exclusively here in this building, Lord. You are with us, in us, everywhere we go. We simply want to learn to communicate with you all the time. Help us, Lord, to communicate with you, to sit with you, to listen. That involves a lot of not talking, but a lot of listening with you. Bless us. Bless this church family. Thank you for the amazing people in this room. May we change the communities around us. May we take this into a world that needs hope. Father, may your name, Jesus, be on our lips as we mingle with society, mingle with the people that you love, you're head over heels in love with. Help us, Lord. Thank you. Bless us in Jesus' mighty name. And everyone said, amen. If you want somebody to pray with you, we have a worship team. When it come up, if we'd love to stand with you, whether you have a physical, mental, emotional need, we want to bless you and be with you. So you want prayer, please come up front. Have an amazing week. Thank you.
Thanks for checking out the Life Church St. Peter's Message of the Week. For more podcasts and additional information, visit us at lifechurchstpeters.com.